It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie.
You're very welcome along to another edition and episode of the Opinions Matter podcast, one of Ireland's most listened to podcasts, recorded live every single day, well, every weekday anyway, from the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. And if you are out this way, having a walk along the beach, it's a beautiful beach. You won't find a beach like it anywhere in Ireland. So if you are out having a walk along Portmarnock Strand, make sure you pop in to the White Sands Hotel, go into the Oasis Bar where you get a friendly welcome, a lovely drink, and some bar food as well. That's the Oasis Bar in the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of the Opinions Matter podcast? It's a message that came in. Does she mind us giving her name? It's Michelle, isn't it? She doesn't mind us giving her name. Okay, I always like to ask before we actually name someone. Her name is Michelle. She's a regular listener to this podcast. And here is the message that she sent in. And it has caused quite a stir on our Facebook page. She says, and I'll turn the music down a bit, actually, because I want you to pay very close attention to what she has to say. Hey, Michelle here. Please talk about this on your show, because I would love to know if other people feel the same. I'm from North Dublin, an area where there have been lots of anti-immigration protests. And lately, I'm so embarrassed to be Irish because of all the anti-immigration racist protests and how asylum seekers have been treated by the Irish people. Our disgusting racist ways and our protests are making news all over the world, and now we all look like a bunch of scumbag racist arseholes in Ireland, a nation of ignorant fools. I'm really so ashamed and embarrassed to be Irish now. Does anyone feel the same? Cade Míle Fáilte, my arse. The land of bitter begrudgers who can't even help those fleeing war-torn countries in search of a better life. Shame on us as a nation. Jesus, she really goes on, doesn't she? We used to be known as the world for warm welcomes and kindness. Now we are known as racists. And that is from Michelle, who hopefully will be joining us by the end of the topic. I know she's in work, but she said she was going to try and get off for 10 yep. minutes.
She's going to try and get on her break.
We really want to talk to her. But that's what she's saying. Katie, what do you say?
Well, don't be embarrassed on my behalf. I'd probably be a bit more embarrassed that she doesn't understand what it means to live in a democracy.
But when you see these...
I don't think it's fair to compare protesters to the people who were looting shops and setting things on fire in Dublin City. When was it? November or something, was it? Or was it that long ago? I can't remember when it was. But anyway, earlier this year or last year, whenever it was, I don't... If she's talking about anti-immigration protests, I'm sorry, Michelle, but that's, you live in a democracy, so you might not agree with the protests, but they've every right to be there and every right to have their voices heard.
Okay, the point she's making is that Irish people do not treat asylum seekers well.
How many of them has she taken in?
Ah, you see, that argument, I hate that argument. That argument gets thrown at me all the time.
No, but she feels so strongly about it and she's so upset for them and their welfare. I want to know what she's done for them.
How many people have, these patriots who are always protesting everywhere, mm-hmm. Which is great. But by the way, these people who were always protesting everywhere, yeah? I saw a video there yesterday in Ballybrack, some fella protesting outside somewhere. Why don't they have jobs? Yeah.
Maybe some of them work shifts. I don't think because you're at a protest doesn't necessarily.
No, I didn't say
work.
No. No, I'm talking about these people that literally protest every single day and are always.
Oh, I'd say there's a lot of them that just don't have jobs and they've nothing better to do and are out to cause trouble. But I don't think it's fair to base the whole population of protesters on that.
I'm saying these patriots who really every single day on Twitter or whatever, they're outside different places protesting against this and that. You must have very, very understanding bosses. Imagine going around to your boss and going...
That's hardly the point. That's not what Michelle's talking about.
No, but I'm just saying, hypocrites, I'm just saying, like, imagine turning around to your boss. Sorry, boss, I need to take 2 hours off this afternoon. I have to go off to a coffee shop and protest outside it. These people don't...
Jeremy, we have had people on the show before who've been sacked from jobs because they were out protesting on their own time. So that's probably why a lot of people who... I don't for 1 second judge protesters, genuine protesters who are out and they just want to have their voices heard. I judge scum who tear up shops and set the Lewis on fire and loot and rob Foot Locker. I mean, that's just pure thuggery. There's no... It's animals. But I think Michelle should be more embarrassed about the fact that she doesn't understand what it means to live in a democracy. Do you want to explain democracy to Michelle?
No, I'm sure she knows. She knows she's an intelligent woman. My point is that a lot of the protests are quite embarrassing. One of the news sites, I think it was in England last week, they were over interviewing protesters outside the Garden of Remembrance or whatever, and it was just embarrassing. They picked the worst possible people to do this. I just think it's the same there's people who have legitimate protests, okay? Some of you listening to this podcast are legitimate protesters. You're worried about asylum seekers moving into your area. That's fine. I'm talking about this gang of 20 or 30 patriots that literally spend their life going from protest to protest to protest. You need to get a life. You literally need to get a life, okay? And I think that's the point that she's making.
Right, and I heard you going about this the other day, and this pissed me off. I was at home screaming at my phone. The gesture eggs thing. You're giving out because people get offended by gesture eggs and everything else, yeah? Mm. I was offended by gesture eggs because they're fucking Easter eggs. They're not gesture eggs, they're Easter eggs. It's Easter. When Muslims want to have Ramadan, they can go and have their Ramadan. I don't expect them to change the
by
name.
By the way, no, not one Muslim person would have gone into that shop and said, would you change the
name? I know that.
Muslim people
I know
don't.
That.
Muslim people
the
don't
point
care
is,
about Christmas. They
the
don't
point
care
is, it's Easter. It is an Easter holiday. It's a Catholic holiday. And yeah, okay, we're all hypocrites. We all celebrate and we all eat Easter eggs. And whatever else, yeah?
Yep.
But they are Easter eggs and they always will be Easter eggs. So feck off with the PC bullshit. The world has gone absolutely crazy.
Gone mad, yeah. Okay.
No, and then to be saying I'm embarrassed. Sorry, Michelle, don't be embarrassed for me. Don't be embarrassed for me. Be embarrassed for the people who are out burning the Lewis and looting Foot Locker. Be embarrassed for them. They're the people you should be mortified for. Because they don't represent the majority of people. They don't represent me. They don't represent Jeremy. They don't represent the people out there who are protesting with sincere, genuine concerns.
Jackie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
How are you? I'm good.
Good. Now, do you agree with Casey's little rant there? There's nothing to be embarrassed
Stop
about?
It. No, don't
no,
even go
she
there
should
with
be
rant,
very
right?
embarrassed.
Because that insinuates that I'm on some kind of childish chat.
She needs to be speak for herself and not everybody else.
Okay,
but they need to look after the 14,000 Irish that are homeless first. Then let who do you want into the country?
Well, then, no. Okay, can I just stop you there now, Jackie? Even if there wasn't one Irish homeless person on the streets, they would still these people would still have a problem with asylum seekers coming in.
I don't have a problem with them. I have friends that are foreigners, but I'm a racist now because.
But who said you're racist?
These people,
who?
Read out her message again. And actually, Michelle, I take grave offence to that calling Ireland a nation racist because I'm not a racist, but I can
not
understand
a racist
the concerns
either.
Of genuine people.
I'm far from a racist.
But hang on, Jackie. I haven't called you racist. Who's called
you
racist?
No, I know you didn't. A woman did in her message.
In her message, she did.
Well, she said the way people are treating asylum seekers.
No, she's all Irish people, she said.
Yeah.
It was an insinuation.
So
yeah.
Speak for herself and not for me because I am not racist.
Okay, do you think we treat asylum seekers and refugees well in this country?
Yeah, I do. Very well.
In what way do we treat them well?
They get money, they get houses, they get everything. So why aren't they being treated well?
So who gets a house?
Are we on about the men that's being brought into the country in the last year or whatever?
No, but who gets a house?
Loads of them, Jeremy. I've had fucking neighbours that came in and got houses.
See, there's
from Pakistan in the steeples. Come here. It's been done,
Yeah, look, I
come
don't...
Come on, you're not making out there now.
There are a lot of lies and misinformation spread about this, but I will
come
say,
on.
In my own estate, there is a Ukrainian
I've
family
neighbours that
in
have
house,
brought
a
families
a
from Pakistan.
And this is my hand on my heart, in a show house, completely furnished. The show house we went to look at and said, Jesus Christ, isn't this beautiful? Yeah. And I have no problem helping people who need help and are from, but I don't believe that every single asylum seeker in this country and refugee is fleeing a war torn country. I think they see Ireland as a little treasure island. A lot of them, not all, a lot of them. I have no problem with the genuine ones. Even
I actually feel sorry for the hard-working ones.
Well, hey lads, how do you know that the Ukrainian family in your area, Casey, how do you know they haven't been living here for 5 years working?
They moved in.
They stand outside smoking all day.
They moved in after they came over after the war with their dogs.
And that angers you, does it, Jackie?
It does, yeah. It does when I was 21 years waiting on my home. But and I only got it 12 months ago because my husband died.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
21 years.
Yeah, that's
I was waiting on my home. And the only reason I got it was because he died and he weren't getting his house.
So he never got his own house?
Never.
Now I can
and he worked all his life. He worked all his life. He'd done everything by the book. What thanks did he get for it?
But that's not a reason to hate on asylum seekers.
I'm not hating on anybody. I'm not hating on anyone. I'm saying, look after your own first. It's that simple. They wouldn't have all these marches and all if they'd look after their own first.
But you see, I don't believe that. I firmly don't believe that, Jackie, because a lot of these people who are out protesting, they don't. I'm going to throw the question back at you, Katie, because you said, oh, how many asylum seekers does Michelle have in her house? How many homeless people do these protesters have in their house?
I don't know, but how do you know they're not giving to the homeless?
A lot of these protesters,
how do you know they're not giving to the homeless?
A lot of these protesters, say, look after our own first,
Yes.
And how many homeless people do you think these protesters have?
Well, then I'm going to throw it back in your face. Maybe they see a flaw in the system and they're questioning the system. Rather, it's not their job.
I'm asking a question.
It's not Jackie who's on the phone now. Job. It's not Joe Bloggs down the road's job to look after the homeless here. But it is their job, if they think that the system is wrong, to call the system out. And they have every right to do so. This is a democracy. And even if you don't agree with the protesters and the reason they're out there, whether they have jobs or not, they have every right to be out there because this is a democracy. And Ireland has
if there were that much patriots, if they cared about the country that much, surely they'd...
And by the way, this crap people text in of, oh, we were the same, we fled to America, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, we fled to America, but why do you think there's so many Murphys and Haydens and Kellys over there? Because they stayed and we worked. We went to America and we worked. And Ireland, the Irish people helped build America. And that's not a cliche. That is true. That is why there are so many Irish Americans.
Well, actually, if you know your history, a lot of Irish people who went to America ended up in the Irish mafia. A lot of Irish criminals have Irish background.
Nobody went over there and sat in the dole or whatever their social welfare system is. We went over and worked. I don't have a problem with anyone coming here if they're going to work and enhance Ireland and make it a better place and, you know, pull their weight and put their bit in. Once you're not coming over expecting hands out, sitting there scratching your balls.
Okay, so Jackie, the question to you again is, you believe that Ireland treats asylum seekers well. You say they give them houses, they give them money, they give them everything. What more can they ask for?
What more did he want?
Well, I'm going to read out a message. We're trying to get this guy on. Adamu, I think that's how you pronounce his name. We're going to read out his message in a second, but you'll probably throw the phone down the toilet when you hear Adamu's message. JJ, we are trying to get him on, aren't we? Yeah? Okay, I know he's working, but see if he can. I really want to talk to Adamu. Let me go to Jess. How are you, Jess? You're on Opinions Matter.
There he is.
Good. What do you want to say about this?
Well, Katie's after taking every word out of my mouth. Like, what more to say? All they do is come here and look for some sort of handout or just to be lazy.
So you don't believe any single asylum seeker that comes to the country is trying to evade war or to come here to be safe?
Jeremy, that actually pisses me off, right? Because if your country's under attack, pick up a gun and start fighting. Don't go squirming away and trying to find handouts elsewhere.
So if Ireland was under attack, would you pick up a gun and start fighting? No, you wouldn't, than I would.
Not at all,
would you? Stop the lights, Jess. You're trying to say that...
I won't be going off to England or America or God knows where else to be like, oh, the country's under attack, my home's been taken, can I have one off you for free?
You're trying to say if Russia decided tomorrow we want to attack Ireland, we don't like Ireland, and Russia attacked, you'd grab the nearest rifle and you'd stand at the front line trying to shoot Russian soldiers. Would you stop, Jess?
100%.
You would?
Because you wouldn't, doesn't mean I wouldn't. I'm sick of them coming up and being like, oh, in a war-torn country, fucking fight back then.
I'm telling you, the majority of these...
running away like cowards. The
majority of these so-called patriots who claim to be patriots, they would run a mile. They'd run into a hole somewhere rather than defend their own country.
We live in a time now where if you say, oh, the system, the way the system run is bad, the way the immigration system is not working, you're called a far-right bigot, this, that, and the other.
Right? Even Michelle using the word racist. Okay, I know
she
a lot of them...
She used the word far-right, by the way. She never said far-right.
Racist and far-right's kind of implied.
No, well, branded that.
All right,
that's
but the point is that she branded every protester. I'm not a protester. I don't go out protesting. I'm not going to give my views on the situation. I've given as much as I can in terms of my views on the situation.
Well, you can give whatever you want here. It's a podcast, yeah. So say whatever you want.
Well, I think that we need... I think that we've done enough. I think for now, until we get our own house in order, we have done enough. And Jeremy, I'm going to pull you up on one thing as well.
Oh, here we go.
And I'm sorry to be blunt, but you are so beyond clueless. It is infuriating.
That's pretty
because
gross,
you sit there and you talk to people about how they should feel about protests and protesters not having a job. But what would you do if a migrants or an asylum seeker centre was going to be used for asylum seekers right beside... No.
You listen to this podcast. I've addressed that issue about 50 times.
The point is that these centres are put into working class areas because they know that Nigel and Hyacinth in Fox Rock won't take it.
Lovely people, by the way, they won't have it.
So they'll put it into the likes of Finglas and Ballymun and Ballyfermot and all the working class areas because you know what they say? They're like, oh,
well, down even more. That's what it is.
They're not going to do anything. Let's just dump them there. They don't care, blah, blah, blah. And now people are fighting back and nothing's been done. They're not listening and it's making people angrier. They need to start listening.
Look at Terry, so
Jeremy, the reality is, right?
Yeah, go on.
The reality is, if we keep going the way we're going, we keep letting every Tom, Dick and Harry in, this and the other, and keep pushing the Irish people aside, not even giving a fuck about us because we should be prioritising our own country. People like me and younger, so your kids, Katie's kids, will never have a chance to own anything in this country.
The price of property is not... You can blame some things on asylum seekers. The price of property The price of property in this country, you should be knocking on the doors of the estate agents who are putting those prices on property. Don't be blaming asylum seekers because a four-bedroomed house in Dublin costs half a million.
I can also knock on the door and say, what are you doing putting asylum seekers or immigrants into an empty home that could be used for an Irish person?
Asylum seekers are not given homes. They're put in direct provision. They're not given homes.
Right, well, the money that's given to asylum seekers to live on, yeah?
Yep.
That money. Why couldn't that be used? Why can't we curb the numbers until we have a handle on what's going on here and use that money to help support people who want to buy homes. Mm. Put in more supports, better supports for people who feel like they are never going to own their own homes. People who've worked and been born and bred in Ireland.
It's so predictable. I can't buy a home because of the asylum seekers.
I'm not saying that you can't buy a home because of the asylum seekers. But the point is that they could save money. And like, how much are we sending? And actually, last week I read something that we're actually upping what we're sending across in foreign aid. So there's also that going out. And meanwhile, we have hospital waiting lists that people are dying on with cancer before they get seen to.
Let's blame the asylum seekers. Here's Jake.
No, don't you dare cut me off. It's not about
there
blaming.
We go,
it's not.
Sorry, Jeremy. It's not up to the Irish people to home the Irish homeless. That's up to our government to put in structures in place. So that's a ridiculous argument. How many homeless have you put in? As I said, Jeremy, when they're coming after your job, you'll have a different thing. Why are they throwing away their papers before they get here? Because it'll be proven they're not from a war-torn country. Now, Jeremy, if you want somebody to have a decent conversation with you, give me a ring, but stop talking nonsense, please.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Jeremy is like Hitler, a little bit of power. Yes, James, I am. I'm exactly like Hitler.
Constant
now, a lot of
freak.
You are going to be very annoyed with this person because and Anthony wanted to come onto the show and he's entitled to come onto the show. So don't all start complaining, far right. It's opinions matter. He's as welcome onto the show as you are, especially the ones that never bother their arse coming on. So, Anthony, what do you want to say about this?
Well, I want to say I agree with Michelle's comments 100%. It is absolutely shameful that Irish people are becoming bigoted, xenophobic, racist and anti-immigration. Like, you had that video, that protest in Coolock where adults were literally egging on children to chant, get them out, get them out. These people clearly forget their history. When I went abroad in times of hardship during the famine and got horrible abuse from bigots in the US, like it had signs up saying, no Irish need apply, no blacks, no dogs, no Irish. These bigots make me ashamed to be Irish, and they keep saying, help the homeless, help the homeless. The homeless crisis has been going on for over a decade since the Civil War in Syria started.
The homeless crisis has been going on in Ireland for the last 20 years, or as long as I can remember, yeah.
you know, that's where it really came to prominence when the civil war in Syria was starting. Then people were saying, help the homeless, all the refugees in Syria were coming here.
Anthony, let me pull you up on something there.
And these people who keep saying, help the homeless, yet they set fire to buildings and arson attacks that were to actually help the homeless. These far right don't give a damn about the homeless. All they want to do is cause trouble. That's all they want to do.
Anthony, would you stop accusing every single person who has an opinion that doesn't agree with yours of being far right? Do you know what far right means? Or is it just a word you sprout off to make your liberal self, your over-liberal self, sound like you're more intelligent? Because sometimes I really don't know.
I know what it means, so don't. So please do not go insulting me like that, okay? Please do not go doing that.
You are insulting everybody, genuine protesters and people with genuine concerns by referring to them all as far right. Do you know what a far right person is?
Obviously,
you know. Do you know what a far right person is?
I know what it is.
Well, tell me what it is.
Far right is people with ideologies like Hitler did or that.
Yes.
Nazis.
So everybody who
is.
Has a concern and, about is
but
it?
But they're far Hitler. Right. Other countries like the US with those Trump supporters who keep causing, not spouting the QAnon bullshit. That's another example of far right. And there are some far right, those QAnon nutcases here in Ireland too.
Anthony, you said about us, we're in the situation. We went over to America. And the Irish worked. They helped
and
build
America.
And
there was anti-Irish sentiment, like I said. There were signs saying, no Irish need apply, no blacks, no dogs, no Irish. There was anti-Irish sentiment in the US, Katie.
Okay, Anthony, do you believe that asylum seekers coming to Ireland are treated unfairly, treated badly?
Well, they are. And you have these protests and you have these arson attacks happening. And this is what I want to say. Those arson attacks.
Disgusting. They are disgusting.
That shit is going to escalate. And we're going to wind up, God forbid, we're going to wind up seeing a building was set on fire with people inside it. And people
I agree with that. Any kind of, you know, vandalism or putting people's lives in danger or wrecking anything. Yes, yeah, scum. That is scummy behaviour. But Anthony, you're always on here calling people far right who express any kind of opinion. And I'm just sick of listening to you, to be honest with you. If it was up to me, I wouldn't even put you back on because I could just play the record every day. Same thing. Far right, far right. You could be talking about anything. Anthony would call you far right. Took my dog for a walk yesterday. Oh, you're far right.
Well, you were if you're on the right hand side of the road.
Oh, you're far right.
If you're in the right hand side of the pub.
I bet Anthony has no right turn in his car.
Just left. No. Stay there for a second, Anthony, because I want to read out this message from Adamu. Sorry, how do you pronounce his name? Adamu. Apologies, Adamu. I know you're listening. The team have tried to get him on. He's working at the moment. He actually explains that in the message. I want to read out the message from Adamu. And I just want to give Katie some calming tablets before I read.
Don't ever cut me off again. And actually, I'd like an apology for that.
Okay.
Well, you cut me off. It was really, it was extremely rude and patronizing. I don't know who the hell you think you are.
Here's what Adamu says.
No, I take an apology now whenever you're ready.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Katie. Here's what Adamu says. I'm listening to your show at the moment, but I cannot come on because I'm working. Sorry, the English is a bit bad in it. I'm sorry, Adamu. I'm just trying to work it out. I'm listening to your show at the moment, but I cannot come on because I'm working delivery for Amazon, not like most Irish racists who do not work at all. Jeez, shots fired. I came here from Kenya 10 years ago, and I don't like many Irish people because they always treat me like a criminal. I was in direct provision for 3 years in your country, and it was more bad. It was worse, I assume he means, than a prison in my home country with terrible room and food. Shame on the Irish for not supporting asylum seekers because you all go to every other country for better life. I don't know the word to say, but Irish people need to remember the thing they did from Adamu. I think the word he's looking for is hypocrites. Is that what he's trying to say? The hypocrisy of it? No, I don't agree with everything you're saying, Adamu. This country...
Shame on the Irish for not supporting asylum seekers. No, I think the problem here, Adamu, is that we've been supporting so for so long, and I get it, we need to help people. But meanwhile, our own system is in shit. And I think that the asylum seekers, for the most part, are extremely well looked after.
Okay,
there might be anger from the public, but that should be aimed at the government, not the asylum seekers themselves.
Tasha says, fuck off back to Nigeria. Well, he's not from Nigeria, Tasha. Jesus, listen to the message he actually sent in. He's not from Nigeria. So what do people just think Africa Africa is Nigeria?
Everybody does that.
There's literally 50 odd countries in Africa. Africa is a continent, okay? It's a continent. And he is from, where did he say he's from? Where's his message gone? Kenya. Which is a country in Africa. Okay, he's not from Nigeria, so why would he fuck off to Nigeria when he didn't come from there in the first place? I do think, Adamu, and it's an awful pity you're not available to come on, I do think you are being quite smart, but there is a man who...
And he's being a troll. I mean, Adamu, if you have a pair of balls on you, then you come on the show and say what you're so big to put on behind a text.
Well, he's working.
I mean,
At
least he's working, and fair play to him, but he's also making very insulting comments about Irish people, who I'm sure there have been plenty who have been very welcoming to him, like I would be.
Someone sending a message saying he's been handed everything? The man, again, do people not read the messages out? The man is working for Amazon delivering. He's not been handed anything. He's actually paying tax. Okay? So the one thing I will agree with is at least he came here and he's actually working. He's paying tax. Unlike a lot of the grifters who spend their whole life standing outside buildings with protests and Irish first, Irish first.
A lot of those grifters are your listeners.
No, they're not.
Yes.
No,
they're not. Yes, they are.
They won't listen to this podcast. Believe me, they hate myself and Adrian. Now, Darren, what do you want to say?
Right. First question is, do you think all these migrants coming into the country and the government putting them in tents in the street, do you think that's okay?
No, it's disgusting.
So why aren't you getting on to the government about this? Why do you keep on calling all the racist people protesting racist when they're not?
Well, I didn't say that. I didn't call them that. I didn't
like Sir Michelle, like Sir Anthony, calling everyone. The only time he comes on is when there's a conversation about migrants.
Yeah, because he obviously feels very strongly about it. What's wrong with that?
He feels strong, but that argument about the Irish going over to America is absolutely stupid, because we went over to work. There's a difference between asylum seekers and economic migrants. Now, most of these people coming into the country are men in their early 20s or 30s, not coming from war-torn countries, actually coming from safe countries.
Okay, where's the safe country that they're coming from?
Well, they're coming from Kosovo, they're coming from Georgia, they're all safe.
Yeah, well, Georgia. Yeah. I don't know if Georgia will.
There's no war in Georgia.
Well, no, there doesn't have to be a war in a place for it to be unsafe, right?
But so how is it unsafe then?
Anthony, who's on, is also on Facebook right now, calling you out, Darren.
Okay, go. Sorry, Anthony.
Calling me out about what?
Go on, Anthony.
Well, let's see. You probably don't know that Serbia is threatening to invade Kosovo, Darren. You don't know that.
Threatening, yeah, Anthony. There's a difference.
And therefore, we know that might happen soon, because Serbia's saying
you can't go on about life about what if or might. The reality is, they're not in war.
It is the reality. It's what Serbia is saying to Kosovo and people in Georgia, where Russia did invade parts of Georgia before, so some of them clearly want to avoid being in war if Russia attacks Georgia again, which they probably could do.
You haven't got a clue about that, Anthony, so shut up.
You, what'd you say?
I said shut up, you haven't a clue about what country's at war, what country isn't.
You shut up, you're the one just saying absolute nonsense, Darren, and you're forgetting...
No, come here, Anthony.
Irish people did go abroad to the US and there was anti-Irish...
Yeah, we worked.
And so are... immigrants and associates who are coming to this country, they're coming here...
Can you be quiet for a second? Over 70%. Oh my God! Over 70% of these economic migrants coming in are not working.
And where did you get
that's
that?
A fact. That's
keep
a
that
fact.
False information put up on social media, Darren. That's what it is.
No, I don't go on social media. I'm on Facebook, and that's it. That's a fact, Anthony. And over 70% of people that came into this country had no documents. So that means they got rid of the documents on the plane because they didn't go onto a plane without a document. They got rid of the documents because they know when they have no documents that they will be let into this country,
Darren,
with no documents,
okay,
even though it's illegal.
Okay, but Darren, the thing is, if they're coming in and they're seeking asylum here, that will be processed and it'll be investigated. And according to Helen McEntee, they're going to speed up that whole protest. If it's found that Igor from Kosovo, who's come to Ireland, was not fleeing any war and didn't feel in danger, he will be sent back on a plane.
Jeremy, are you that naive? Seriously, do you not know that we don't support people? We give them the option to go. And do you think they're going to go off after us saying, oh, we'll get out of the country if you want, but you can stay if you want? get a grip of yourself. We don't deport anyone. Helen McAtee didn't even know the numbers of people that we deported over the last 10 years. And another thing as well...
Okay, well, okay, well, let me just give you some facts then, Darren. So far this year, okay, this year as in 2024, nearly 600 asylum seekers were refused refugee status in the first month of this year.
So
but you're saying it doesn't happen. You're saying it doesn't happen.
Hold on a minute, Jeremy. I said they don't get deported. They don't physically get put onto a plane and get sent out. That's a fact. They get
That's not true.
That is true.
I know of people. Well, no, I've reported on it over the years of failed asylum seekers being sent back to the country.
Jeremy, hold on. You're literally. Yeah, this is exactly what Kay was on about. You just don't like what I'm saying. This is a fact.
No, I don't have a problem
as well, Darren. So you better get in what you need to say.
We don't deport people.
So we
and as well. Another thing, you remember you were saying there a few weeks back that the nationalities of the people who commit crimes in this don't know. That's because we don't keep record of nationalities of the people who commit crimes. So we have no idea if these economic migrants are coming in and committing crimes because we have no database about who's coming in, what they are, who they are, or anything. Now, that's all on Helen McEntee. Now, if she doesn't resign herself, it's an absolute disgrace because the country is in bits and the criminal justice system is in bits and it's all on her.
Thanks very much for your, as usual, Darren, you're very passionate about that. No, you'd be 50 other calls I want to come on. There's a message that came in about you, Katie, and I don't know if you want to address her or not.
Yeah, go on ahead.
I'm actually trying to find it, but it says something about your father is from France. Why didn't you go to France? Why are you in...
Because my mother's from Ireland, and this is where I was born. If I was born in France, I would probably be in France, and I would still work and pay my way and contribute to society. I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Okay, but your father was born in France and he came to Ireland.
Yeah, and created jobs and paid.
He did?
And pays tax himself and pays tax through the people he employs with the various... He has various companies with various people working for him. So, I mean, that's... It's irrelevant. It's completely irrelevant because I said earlier on in the podcast that I have no problem with anybody coming here who wants to enhance Ireland and make it better and pay their way and contribute to society. I have an issue with freeloaders coming in thinking that it's a treasure mine. Treasure trove. I don't know.
Okay.
Are you going to cut me off again? Yeah. By the way, next time we do this podcast, I'm only doing it if I can be in control of the microphones because you are just not to be trusted. You go on a power trip because I'd say at home you
You drove my car once and you couldn't even control the handbrake. Back in a second.
Yeah. Wow.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
That's actually a true story, boys and girls, by the way, and it's nothing to do with the topic, but just to lighten the mood for a second, Katie and myself were doing we were filming a video about 3 years ago.
Oh, no. And no, we don't need to talk about
this. We do need to, because it cost me a couple of hundred quid. And I let Katie borrow my car to do the video. So there was a videographer there videoing the car. And I said to Katie, do you know how to drive? What car did I have at the time? What was it?
I don't know, but it was horrible. Your clutch was, like, really heavy.
It was a...
It was disgusting, and it smelled.
It was a Hyundai.
It smelled.
And I let her borrow my car. And I said, do you know how to drive? And she said, yeah, no problem. And she drives off down the road. And she disappears. And 2 minutes later, she comes back and you see smoke coming out of the back of the car. Smoke coming out of the front of the car. I thought it was going to explode. I leg it down the road and I stop her. And I said, Katie, what's wrong? My car is about to explode. I don't know, Jeremy. There's smoke coming out of everywhere. I don't know what I'm doing. I said, Katie, do you know how to drive a car? Oh, of course I do. Katie had driven for about 5 kilometres with the handbrake still on. She was like, your car's very sluggish, Jeremy.
It was a really weird handbrake, though. It was an electric handbrake that wouldn't come off.
Yeah, those...
Actually, you're trying to pay me in a bad kind of way.
Did that happen?
Yeah, but it was your car's fault, not mine.
It was one of those button handbrakes, wasn't it?
It was really shit. I was like, what the fuck?
My point is, you want to take control of the show, you can't even control a handbrake.
Well, I could control the show enough not to cut people off because I don't like what they're saying.
You're welcome. 400... to get that handbrake fixed.
Well, four. That's what you get for cutting me off. I'll break another one.
That's what you get for letting the woman drive a car. Now, Ross, how are you? Your own opinions matter. How are things?
I'm going with the story.
Good. What do you make of what you're hearing today?
Like, I'm all for helping. I've always said that. I'm always all for helping. But, like, we have taken in too many. Like, we can't. Like, there's not enough room for them. What's the story with that place out in Nace? Is there early building cabins or something out in Nace? Outside Nace?
There was talk of it, yeah.
Yeah, and that's going to house 1,000 of them. And Nace Hospital is already overrun.
Okay.
And that's putting another 1,000 people right beside it. Like, honestly, like, they're clowns in the government.
Okay,
they're ruining the place. They're clowns that are ruining the place. And whoever comes in after is not going to be able to fix it. And then the next election comes along and they're going to be voted back in because their whole argument was, well, they couldn't fix it.
Well, you know, the only party that you could vote in that would fix it are the likes of Ireland First and the National Party. And I certainly don't want any of those lunatics running the country. I think there's a happy medium somewhere.
They didn't even win the last time, and they got in. They got in by technicality.
Well, no, that's I don't want to get into the political system.
We're talking about whose fault is it? It's the government's fault.
No, but that's not what this discussion is about.
What did Anthony say about something about going and protest to the government? You can't. They don't listen. Irish people are looking to label every single Irish people a racist is just wrong.
I don't think Anthony has done that. Did you label every single person a racist, Anthony?
Well, I didn't say protest at the government. Here's what should happen. All these people who keep hating on the government, keep blaming on them. If they don't like our government, then they should just leave.
And where? Why should Irish people leave?
Because if you keep hating on our government, like some people, they just keep hating on them. Yeah, I bet they don't even vote in elections. They just keep hating on the government no matter what.
What do you want to do? Walk up and hug them all? Like, give them smiles, give them presents? With a housing crisis, a hospital crisis.
You condoning the intimidation of TDs that happened months ago, that far right were basically trying to intimidate them, and the guard had to escort TDs away.
Listen to me for a minute, right? Look at the rest of the world. When anything has happened, they've done a protest towards the government, and it's happened. The government don't listen here. So what else can we do?
So you're saying you're saying enough is enough, which a lot of people would agree with.
We've taken in enough at this stage. We've helped enough. We're only a small little country, like.
Okay, but back in the day before the famine, we had twice the population we have now. So we did used to have a bigger population than we.
Look at the countries. Look at the rest of the countries that are taking in refugees or migrants. Like, there's bigger countries taking in less migrants than we have.
Okay, let's go back to the message that came in originally that kicked this off from Michelle, who was saying that Irish people treat asylum seekers like dirt. Yes or no?
Majority, no.
So we treat them well.
I will agree with some things that she has said. I'm not basically going against everything she said or everything Anthony has said. Like, I agree with some of the stuff they've said, but to label all Irish people in that way is wrong.
No,
some of them are fed up. Like,
well, you could twist it on its head and say to label all unvetted men, you know, these unvetted military age men that they
say.
A lot of the protesters do. They say, oh, they're all potential rapists. Well, every man's a potential rapist. Every man's a potential.
Every Irish man is a potential rapist.
Yeah, every single human being is a potential rapist. In the same way, every single person is a potential murderer. But the majority of us don't.
See, some people have tried to pick on their religions as well.
Yes, which
say,
is
like, there's no way they stop women from doing certain things and all. Like, they tried to go down that route about it as well.
Well,
and they're saying that this is what's going to happen to our Irish women. It's not going to happen to our Irish women.
Stay there for a second. Dave says, so Jeremy thinks we should all go back and live like they did in the famine. What a gobshite. Dave, that's not what I'm saying. I was just pointing. Jesus, you can't even point out facts on this podcast. I was just saying that before the famine, the population of Ireland was double what it was now for a small little island. That's all I was saying, Dave. Calm down. Alan, how are you? What do you want to say in this?
Do people just...
Sorry, say again?
No, I was just saying, do people just think that immigration started in the last few years?
I think they must, because since I started doing, when I started on the late night show in 1995 or whatever, this has been going on. I don't know why people think that this is a new concept. Yes, immigration.
It's happened since day one, since people built boats and moved around. And just going to people saying that the country is full, do they know that there's a million born Irish people living abroad?
Are we
in a war?
No, we're not in a war. We were in, I suppose the trouble.
And do all those Irish people behave themselves?
No, absolutely not. There's lots of people that go to other countries and commit crimes, Irish people.
Yeah, and they go to jail and nothing is said, that they're not deported or anything like that. Honestly, most of the people out there are just brain dead. Like, somebody, they'll watch a video, somebody will tell them that there's all these unvetted men. And here's a question, okay. What's the problem with males coming in from whatever country?
Because
what's the issue there?
Well, there's a belief. I don't believe this necessarily, but there's a belief there, and you see this posted on social media. There's a belief that these men are a danger to our women and children. That's what, as Anthony would call the far right, believe that some of these men are a danger to our women and children.
Listen, I'm pretty sure there's a couple of percent of them that would be a danger to the Irish population. But if these people think that it's only coming in the last few years, honestly, that's their brain dead. It's been happening for so long. Illegal brothels have been happening in Ireland for years. Do you think them women come with their own validity and think, oh yeah, let's go to Ireland, get me passport and come a prostitute? No. That's been happening for so long, honestly. Like, do you think the people that are coming out and that are working in restaurants and Chinese restaurants for the last 30 years...
Alan, you're saying that immigration has always been.
Well, it has.
Yeah, no, it has.
And
it
never. Your father came to this country, yeah. That wasn't yesterday. That was a long time.
But he came from France. I mean, he is the European Union. Yeah. You have every right to go where you want.
Yeah, no, of course,
absolutely.
And he came over and he worked and he set up jobs and he hired people.
Yeah.
But it never on this scale. Alan, this is since the war in Ukraine and this is a larger scale. We've never seen an influx like is happening now. We haven't.
Yeah, no, absolutely. This is like, 140,000 that's come in last year.
Yeah, there's an insane amount of people who've come in this year alone already.
Absolutely. I'm just going back to your point there, Katie, when you said that they're coming in on freeloaders. Absolutely. Any of them come in, don't want to work, don't want to go to college. Throw them out.
Yeah.
But can we deal that with the Irish bums as well?
Oh, listen.
Okay, in fairness to Katie, Katie has been banging this drum. You can listen back to some of the old episodes.
No,
what did you call them? What was the word you had for them?
What, flea bags?
Flea bags, yeah.
Oh, the Irish dole scum who sit playing the PlayStation at 2 o'clock every day and won't work because they've a sore arm they're on the disability.
I'd love that life, I would.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Irish as well. I'm sorry. You can't do nothing. Nothing is for nothing in this country, no matter where you're, unless you have a genuine disability and you genuinely can't work. But I do think that people see Ireland as a soft touch, and I think if one thing, okay, the riots and that are embarrassing, but I think people standing up and saying enough is enough, I think that's to be commended, because you're standing for what you believe in.
Yep, far right, Katie.
I'm not far right. I'm saying that I support democracy, whether they're standing for, like, even with the water meters, you go back to the water meters and you always had the people who were standing up for no water meters, but then you always had the element of scum who got involved purely to cause trouble.
Yep.
And that's the same thing that's happening here. You have people who are genuinely protesting and they genuinely want change, or they genuinely don't want this, and then you've the scum using it to tear up the place.
Let's go to Jess as our last call, who's been on hold there for a few minutes. Jess, how are you?
Hi, yes, how are you?
Good. Now, you heard what Alan was saying there. You know, yes, we've taken in a lot, but this is nothing new. Why is everybody just annoyed lately?
Well, Katie answered his question. There's been such an influx in the last few years with refugees, and it's beyond a joke.
But how has it affected your life? How has it affected your life, if you don't mind me asking? Negatively.
So I've mentioned to you before that I had a house fire in my previous home, and I was left in a homeless accommodation with my family, and the only thing that my local authority could offer me was HAP, homeless HAP. So I'm currently in a rented property, and I'm 435 on the list, and I have no chance of getting any home anytime soon.
And you're blaming that on asylum seekers?
I'm not blaming it on asylum seekers, I'm blaming it on the government.
No, but what's the connection? I asked you how, you know, the current influx of asylum seekers is affecting your situation, which is wrong, by the way. I think it's wrong what you're going through, yeah? My point is, even if we didn't have one asylum seeker coming into the country, your issue would probably still exist. They're two separate things.
No, they wouldn't. So, the guy was mentioned there a while ago,
hang on, just before one asylum seeker stepped foot inside this country, do you not think there was people on housing lists? Of course there was. That was all.
Oh, there was, absolutely. There was. But when we started taking in refugees, they combined all the lists together. So you had the HAP list, you had the housing list, you had the homeless list. You had all separate lists and all on a higher priority or lower priority. And when we started taking in refugees, they combined all of the lists. And this is why people are being left waiting 20-odd years for help.
No, asylum seekers.
And it's gone higher now. And like the last caller said there, they're building cabins for 1,000 asylum seeker men.
Right. Asylum seekers are in direct provision,
Jess. Hang on, Jeremy.
They're in direct provision. They're not taking your house.
Why aren't they building these cabins for the homeless people sleeping on O'Connell Street, the Irish people?
Okay, now I'll put that to Alan. Alan, you're listening to what Jess has to say. Yeah. Go ahead.
Alan, can you explain to me why they're not building it for the Irish people?
Hold on a minute, Jess, you talked, okay? Let me say, you asked me a question. Okay, the housing crisis, as Jeremy said, has been going on for years, okay? If I applied to get on the housing list, I'd be way down on it because I'm a single male. I earn average money, okay? Hang on, I'll put this out there. I earn average money. There's about 80% of people in the world that are worse off than me. Could you imagine being brought up in one of these countries? Would you not say to yourself, I've got a kid, I have a chance to go to another country. Okay, it's going to be a rubbish life for me, but at the end of it, my kid will come out with much better. Would you not do what it takes to make that better?
So you think it's a great life for them to come over to Dublin and be given a tent to sleep on the street?
No, I didn't say that. That's another problem.
That's the situation at the minute, though, Alan. We're taking in more than we can handle, and they're sleeping on the street, so they're probably better off being in their own country.
Really? So, like, you're telling me
If you're saying this housing situation has gone on so long, why are we taking in more people if we can't put them anywhere?
Oh, I'll tell you why. Because we're in the EU and we're signed up and we get so much money. And if it wasn't for the EU, that there'd be a lot less money in this country because Ireland benefits more than any other country in the EU. So we do much better out of that.
Well, clearly not because we have dying people on the streets. Weekly, we see homeless people dying on the streets. So you tell me we're doing better because we're clearly fucking not.
Listen to me, Jess, he knows he fucked this country up and he's left his fucking dirt for somebody else.
The feeling I got from that, Jess, is he stepped down because he was sick of doing 18-hour shifts every day.
He fucked up, and Helen McEntee, whatever you believe,
that the Irish government, I'm not a fan of the Irish government, I'm not a fan of any government, but the Irish government is better than a lot of governments out there.
Thanks very much, guys. Thank you, Jess. Thank you as well, Alan, and everybody who phoned in. Apologies if we couldn't get back to you. My God, that was very busy, wasn't it? Thank you to everybody for listening to the podcast. Don't forget, you can listen to us on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll never miss another edition of Opinions Matter. From myself and Katie, bye-bye.